Today is the 5th of July, 2015, and you joined us for the morning service of the Weatherby House Church. There's a lot that people have not been told about the history and the founding fathers of the United States. And I would encourage anyone that hears this, if you have a Facebook account, go on Facebook and you'll see that on my Facebook page I have linked two different videos. One, Chris Pinto's video, Founding Fathers, and then also I also made a link to another video by Walt Stickel and a gentleman from Oregon, and then it's called The Truth. What's the name of it, Mark?
Hour of the Truth.
Hour of the Truth video. Both of them are excellent historical accounts of the Jesuit influence on our founding fathers, including the Jesuit influence of the Carrolls on George Washington. Okay, the first selection that we have this morning is page 55 in the Old School Hymnal. Okay, it's page 55 in the Psalter, 105D.
Israel to Egypt came, when Jacob journeyed west, to settle in the land of heaven. The Lord has children blessed. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he filled with hate. That made him hurt his people up, his servants chide and cheat. Then he, his servant Moses, sent, and Aaron whom he chose. Their miracles in Egypt's rock, his signs among their foes. In darkness set the land made dark, so they his words might try. He turned their waters into blood, and caused their fish to die. He made their land to swarm with frogs, in chambers filled with them. He spoke in swarms of flies and gnats, throughout their country came. He gave them hail instead of rain, flashed lightning through their land. He smote their trees and burned, sliced trees on every hand. He spoke in countless locusts came, their fruits and leaves devoured. He killed each firstborn in the land, the princes of their power. He led his people forth in rich, with silver and with gold. And there was none among his tribes who stumbled young or old.
Okay, the next selection is 362. Mark wants to sing, I Think Heaven Holds All to Me.
Earth holds no treasure but perish with using,
however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hill of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free. Loved ones are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world and its sorrows, when at home o'er the sea, millions are singing the wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Okay, the last song we're going to sing before we transition over is 174. 174 in the Old School Hymnal. As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirst my soul, O God, for thee. It seeks for God and ever looks, and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God to see. Far from the courts of God, my tears have been my food by night and day. While constantly with bitter spears, where is thy God, the scoffers say? Where is thy God, the scoffers say? With grief I think of days gone by, when oft I trod the hallowed way. To Zion praising God on high, with throngs who kept the holy day, with throngs who kept the holy day. Oh, why art thou cast down, my soul? And why so troubled shouldst thou be? O thou in God and healing soul, who gives his saving help to me? Who gives his saving help to me? Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We can study your word. Pray that you would open your word to us. We pray that you would cause your light to shine in our hearts. The Holy Spirit would enlighten us to the truth. Continue to your word, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, how many of you have recalled as a child the first time that you said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Can you remember that? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, right? Under God. Well, I've often thought about, as a young child, how much information was withheld from me. I don't think a lot of it was purposeful. I think that a lot of it was the fact that information was held from my parents and their parents and their parents. You know, we are living today in a highly informational society. Technology has just created a information overload. you can go on the internet and you can Google and get about anything you want, about anything, by just putting in a word. You know, you can find out just about anything you want about anybody, whether it's Samuel Adams or James Madison or Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or Ben Franklin. The same situation is apparent within the supposed Christian. When I say that word, the big question mark on it, well, it shouldn't even be a question mark. They're not Christian denominations in this country. You follow the leadership of any organization, whether it's a church, whether it's a corporation, whether it's a country, whether it's a mayor of a city, whether it's some political office holder. If you follow the leadership, what that person in leadership believes is very, very important. Now, I remember as a young child, there was Washington's birthday. There wasn't President's Day. There was Washington's birthday. There was Lincoln's birthday. And of course, this was before Martin Luther King Jr. had come on the scene in my early childhood. So there was no birthday for Martin Luther King. But the point I'm trying to make is I remember how that George Washington was called the father of our country. The father of our country. Well, back to my presupposition about what leaders believe is very important. What was it that George Washington believed? What was it exactly that George Washington believed? Well, if you want to do research on this, you can. George Washington never made a clear confession of faith in Jesus Christ as his Redeemer. In fact, George Washington was a master mason, and he seemed to be much more cordial to his brothers in the Masonic Lodge than he was to any church that he was associated with. Now, there's been certain people that, like Eric Phelps, that have tried to promote that George Washington was baptized by a Baptist minister and all this. There's also evidence that on his deathbed that a Jesuit priest was summoned and baptized George Washington just before his death. And this Jesuit priest actually had connections with George Washington and his counterparts. You might say, well, Larry, why are you bringing this up about George Washington? Well, this is the weekend of the 4th of July, and everybody's, you know, shooting off their fireworks and claiming independence and claiming, having a party spirit. But after doing a significant amount of research, even back in 2012, I hated to actually come to the realization that I was no longer patriotic, that I was no longer, with the information that I had been, that I had discovered, God allowed me to discover, that these people were not Christian. Ben Franklin was not a Christian. He was a reprobate. He was a member of secret societies. He was the president of two different Masonic lodges, one in Paris, He was also a member of the Hellfires Club, which participated in orgies, sexual orgies, and sacrifices. And later, 10 bodies were found underneath his house after he was gone several years. Also, Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, was not a Christian. He said he was a Christian, but he denied Jesus Christ as being the eternal Son of God. He denied the resurrection. He denied the ascension of Christ. He wrote his own Bible called the Jefferson Bible and eliminated the gospel. It said the Christian was only basically it was a works doctrine. It was only based on works. Now, there's been a lot of people out there that have tried to promote the fact that the Founding Fathers were Christian, that we were based upon a godly principles and all of that, and it's not true. Barton is one of them, and he has actually taken many, many of the statements of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington out of context, and promoted these out-of-context, deceptive, fraudulent lies in churches across the United States. But if you want to do an in-depth study of what Thomas Jefferson actually believes, you can actually go, and that information is available. Thomas Jefferson was blasphemed the Holy Spirit, blasphemed Jesus Christ. And some of the people that were associated with Thomas Jefferson did the same thing. You say, well, why are you bringing this up? Well, like I said, this is the fourth weekend of, you know, July, the fourth weekend. Today's the 5th of July. And I'm sure there's a lot of stories in churches this morning about the, you know, Founding Fathers and how that this nation was built on Christian principles, and it wasn't. The other missing link is the Carroll family. Three different individuals who were members of the Carroll family were Jesuits. In fact, one of the Carrolls is the one that donated the land to the Capitol building. And why was the White House replicated after Vatican? It even looks like. Why is the White House face a phallic symbol? Just like Vatican does the same thing. Anyway, there's just a lot of influence, and that's why I'm saying George Washington reinforced Jesuitism. In fact, he signed a treaty, and in this treaty, if you want to look this up, in this treaty he said that the United States was not founded on any Christian principles. George Washington refused to participate in any communion services, and he was confronted about it by the minister where he was attending these churches. Why was the fact that every time they got ready to have communion, he got up and left? And when he was confronted about it, he never went to a communion service again. So there's very strong evidence that this nation was not founded upon Christian principles. And you know, I often wonder, why do they always talk about, you know, this is a Judeo-Christian nation? No, it's not. And by the way, Judaism has nothing to do with Christianity. Christianity has nothing to agree with Judaism. Now, the reason this is so important is that a lot of people were trying to understand why there was such an emphasis on the separation of church and state, and why that was propagated and held to, even by some of the Baptists. And after we do some real study, we find that the Carrolls were the ones that were instrumental in trying to get this total separation of church and state. This has nothing to do with the Bible. The Bible says that we are not to worship idols, and to put a license on idolatry is the greatest offense against God Himself. And where has it brought our country? Look at our country now. Our Supreme Court is putting their approval on same-sex marriage. It has nothing to do with the commands of God. It has to do with the reprobate Supreme Court justices we have on our Supreme Court. A denial that Jesus Christ is a worker of miracles was Thomas Jefferson. In fact, he wrote a letter to his nephew stating that if you're going to study the Bible, be sure you make sure you read all these other people, basically, that are coming against the Bible and take reason over what he called irrationality. Irrationality to Thomas Jefferson was the virgin birth and the fact that Christ worked miracles. He denied the virgin birth. And he denied, of course, like I said, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, eternal Son of God. And of course, there were many other people in the early founding of this nation that denied the divinity of Christ. And they set about to destroy the faith that this country, I'm not saying this country never had Christians, but because we know that before 1776, 80 years before that, the Pilgrims and the Puritans came to this country so that they could worship Christ. And the reason that we find the Carrolls and these European aristocrats coming to this nation was to Jesuitize it and to bring in the Roman Catholic Church. And that's why today we have, you know, two-thirds of the Supreme Court being Roman Catholic on the Supreme Court. There's no Protestants or Protestants on the Supreme Court. And so this country is not Christian. And the only time, and the, actually the government's never been Christian. I'm not saying that during the original 13 colonies, some of the people that were over the colonies were Christian. There's no doubt about that. William Penn being one example. However, the reason that the revolution happened was because there was a very deceptive group of people that were trying to take over this nation, federalize it, and to strip states of all of their rights. And that's why the big battle has always been the feds against the state. The feds against the state. And now we've got the United Nations against the feds. Yes, in other words, the New World Order doesn't want us to have a federal government. They want us to have international courts. They want us to have a New World Order whereby the international Jesuits and the Roman Catholic Church can control every government and every country in the world. All paths lead to Rome. Now I want to look at a passage of scripture in Romans, the 14th chapter. And I am not in any way trying to come against people who have been deceived by misinformation. Don't get me wrong. The people that are going to be held accountable and are going to be judged are going to be those that have the information and refuse to bring it out of the closet, so to speak, and because of their own skin. They want to protect themselves, protect their families, and they want to cover up. Great cover up. Verse 7 says of chapter 14, none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living. And he goes on down in the 11th verse, he says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And then in the 19th verse, he says, so let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. We cannot edify one another living in deception. Well, that's why we have the Pope coming to the United States in September, all under the guise of peace and tranquility and saving the world under this green earth, the Al Gore syndrome. Can't edify one another when we're bringing the Antichrist right into our Congress. Remember, Ian Paisley came against the Pope right in the Parliament, and he called him the Antichrist, and they ushered him out of there, didn't they? Would be to God that he would bring someone in our Congress to call Pope Francis the Antichrist when he stands up. God made provision for me to get in the Congress there. I do it myself. Somebody needs to call him what he is. He's the Antichrist. We need to understand that God is sovereign over evil, but that doesn't give us a license to cover up evil and to be promoters of it by silence. That doesn't give us a license to be promoters of it by silence. There are many people that are doing that. There are many people that have done that through the years and tried to promote that they were something other than that. Dr. D. James Kennedy comes to my mind, how he was promoting that the founding fathers were Christians. And he knew better. He was educated. He knew that Thomas Jefferson denied the Trinity. Other people tried to promote the same lie. Jerry Falwell, Liberty University, promoted the lie that this nation was founded on Christian principles, and it wasn't. It was founded upon Masonic principles. And by the way, most of the founding fathers that we discussed this morning, including Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Ben Franklin, were all Masons, and they were very active in the Masonic Lodge. And the Masonic Lodge is not Christian. They promote a grand architect of the universe absent of the Trinity, and the denial that Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So we see that Paul is promoting in Romans the reality that that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Thomas Jefferson said that Paul was the biggest fraud that ever walked on this earth. And he lambasted Paul, just like a lot of other people today are lambasting Paul, and said that what Paul taught then is not relevant for now. I'm covering a lot of ground this morning in a short order because I want to get the point across that we are not living and never have lived since 1776 in a Christian nation. It has not been Christian. It was founded on the principles of Jesuitism. It was founded on the principles of paganism, of Babylonian idolatry. All you have to do is go to Washington and walk around and look at all the idols, pagan idols, on our government buildings. And then they try to say, well, the reason that was because that was a classical art period, and they were just recognizing the period. No, that's not true at all. In fact, these same people, Thomas Jefferson, read pagan literature, read and endorsed pagan religions, and made it superior to the Christian religion. And so, you cannot worship, God and mammon. And also, Scripture is very clear that he that is not with me is against me. They tried to, the Judaizers, the Pharisees tried to say that Christ was demon possessed. And Christ dispelled the very notion. He said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And this house, the United States government, has been divided. And that's why it's not standing. There's been some people that, very few, there's been some people that have been in government that have been Christian. But the moment they join with that reprobate, Jesuitized Roman Catholic Church, they can no longer stand. We're told to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And that's what we need to do. We cannot uphold those who are denying Jesus Christ is the everlasting Son of God, who came to save his people from their sins, who is coming back again victorious. The same Thomas Jefferson mocked Revelation and said he hadn't read it for several years, and that he saw it as just absolutely a fables, is what he called it. If anybody was turned to fables, it was Thomas Jefferson. If anybody was turned unto fables, it was Benjamin Franklin. If anybody continued in fables, it was George Washington. If anybody continued in participated in fables was Samuel Adams. John Adams, I'm sorry. Not Samuel Adams. John Adams. They were all brothers in the Masonic Order. Alright, I want to just conclude this with just saying that if you would hear this message, go on YouTube. I'll make it real easy for you. Go on YouTube and put in video, Chris Pinto, Founding Fathers video. Chris Pinto, Founding Fathers video, and I want you to watch it. It's about a 2-hour video, but it is very, very good, and Chris does a really good job of showing the distinction between true Christianity and the fake, false, deceptive people who say they're Christians today and down through history, and they have not been true Christians at all. Do we have a final selection? Okay, we're going to sing page 2 in the Psalter, Psalm 2. Page 2, Psalm 2.
Why do heathen nations rage? Why do people fall in mind? Kings of earth in plots engage, rulers are in league combined. Then against Jehovah and against Messiah's sway, let us break their bands, they cry, let us cast their cords away. But the Lord will scorn them all. He will laugh who sits on high. Then his wrath will on them all. So displeased he will reply. Then according to my will, I have set my king to reign. And on Zion's holy hill, my anointed I'll maintain. His decree I will make known, unto me the Lord is saying, Thou art my beloved Son, I begotten thee this day. Ask of me and thee I'll make heirs to earth and nations all, then with iron thou shalt break, dashing them in pieces small. Therefore, kings, be wise, give ear, hearken, judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with godly fear, mingle trembling with your mirth. Kiss the Son, his wrath to turn, lest ye perish in the way, for his anger soon will burn. Blessed are all that on him stay.
The Lord, use this message to glorify your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we pray that you will do that. Pray that you would cause people to take a stand for your Son, Jesus Christ, and not compromise and turn their backs upon your Son and go into the false Roman Catholic Church system, we pray in Christ's name.